Hello and welcome to the 1926 podcast. Today we welcome Travell Maurice Smith, director of The Color Purple, being presented by the Youngstown Playhouse, Dior Performing Arts Center, and Stambaugh Auditorium. The production will premiere on Friday, September 24th at 7:30 p.m. and run for 2 weekends. You can learn more and order your tickets at diorpac.org.
Gifted by area businessman Henry Stambaugh, the doors to Stambaugh Auditorium opened in 1926 to become a place of enjoyment, entertainment, and education for the people of Youngstown and surrounding areas. These are the stories, performances, and conversations of artists and supporters of this historic landmark. This is the 1926 Podcast.
Thank you so much for agreeing to come on the 1926 podcast to talk about The Color Purple. Go ahead and start by introducing yourself and then just give us a brief overview of what The Color Purple is about.
My name is Travell Maurice and I am a local resident here in Youngstown, Ohio. I am a part of the Youngstown Playhouse organization. I'm one of the board members here. And this is my second musical I've ever directed. So I just directed Dreamgirls in 2019, and here I am doing another one. I'm happy to be doing The Color Purple. Actually, funny story, I auditioned for this show while directing Dreamgirls in 2019 for the last tour. So I already had the materials and everything. And then when we found out we were going to do The Color Purple, I was like, how fitting is this full circle for me to be directing the show, audition for a show, and now to be producing it and doing it again. But The Color Purple is near and dear to me. I've had the material for over a year. It's basically a story about love, hope. It's a story about the human spirit, fundamentally. I think the bottom line is it's a story about the human spirit, the story of identity, discovering who you are, why you're here, what you want out of life, those type of things. One of the three hardest questions all humans must ask themselves. Some of us are still asking and still don't have answers to. That's the timeless tale of The Color Purple. But again, it's a story about the human spirit, the resiliency of it, how the human spirit overcomes pain, suffering, how it deals with love, how it deals with loss, how it deals with aggressiveness, gender roles, family issues, instability in the home, all of it. It's so complex. I look at The Color Purple, it very much is like a Rubik's Cube. Very much like that, which many of our lives are like that anyway on the day-to-day. We see Celie, the leading character. We see her transform. We see her go from being sold unwillingly into an arranged marriage, which was a part of our culture, American culture, as well as Eastern cultures still do it till this day. So her hand in marriage was taken, and then she was married to a man who despised her because she was not who he was really in love with. So she got the, bat in the short stick, and got all the beatings and told she was ugly because she was black and because she was not a virgin due to her, childhood trauma, which is her stepfather was raping her. She had two babies by, very heavy material. But we see her be inspired by these characters in the show who we know as Suge Avery, Sophia, Harpo, who were fighting against the norm of that time. The Color Purple starts off in 1904. It ends in 1949, which is right. It's like almost 30 years before Jim Crow and civil rights movement and the Wild movement and the LGBTQ movement, which were all in 1968, I believe. Long time before then, before we actually saw the progress we actually get to experience today. So you can only imagine the amount of turmoil and the energy in not just this country, but the world. Period, on the perspective of how we treat each other, not just in the Black community, but women in general, men. You see this issue of gender role with Sophia and Harpo. Harpo is more so the cooking and cleaning guy, And Sophia is the one who wants to build a home. She wants to be out there in the field working and riding the bulls. You know, she's a strong woman. She's the breadwinner of the house. You know, in today's culture, you know, a lot of men in our culture have an issue with them, with the women being the making more money than them. You see how it just plays so much of a part of our culture today, of obstacles that we think we've overcame, but we still deal with on the daily basis. So I feel like that's what makes this story so timeless. Or you see Shug Avery and Celie and the falling in love with each other, not because of, you know, I don't think that they were confused on their sexuality or anything like that. I think it had to do with who showed them dignity and respect. Dignity, respect, and care became attractive, you know, and they just so happened to be two women who fell in love with each other because of how much they cared for one another and what they saw each other go through. And how inspirational that is. Celie saw in Sophia her strength and how she wouldn't allow a man to dominate her. So that attracted her to, you know, Sophia. So I think the piece overall is just here to, I'm happy to be bringing it to the city of Youngstown, not just with all the pain and trauma we've seen these last few weeks with all these killings and things happening in our neighborhood, but also, you know, trying to revive, you know, humanity from a global pandemic. And truly inspire them that all hope is not lost, that hope is still here, it's still present. And that as long as we hold on to that and reach for that and manifest that, there's always something better to come. But we have to remember that we got to do the work. And that's what Celie did. Celie did the work by observing other people. And she made the choice to be something different. She expected something different for herself and from others as a result of doing it to herself first. So it starts here. It starts in the heart. It starts at home. You know, if you can't get your house right, you can't get nothing else right. And that's exactly what the story's about. It seems like we're at spiritual warfare. And what better way to combat that and to inspire a community who seems to be struggling than with a message of hope, of love, and of overcoming adversity. That's what I'm happy about in order to bring the color purple here to the city of Youngstown.
What have been some challenges associated with bringing a live performance back after a shutdown and a pandemic?
It wasn't, you know, ironically, I had 50 people audition for the show. So that was thoroughly surprising to me because I thought I was going to have to, you know, look for more people, you know how that goes. We are doing, this is a, you know, basically a predominantly African-American cast. And, you know, I've been doing theater in the city of Youngstown for 8+ years now. And it's very hard to find Black people who want to participate in this art form, period. Because it's just strictly not encouraged in our community the way it is in white communities or any other background. Which I'm sure they have their own adversity, but artistic art forms are more applauded in those demographics than it is in the Black community. So thought that was going to be a challenge with casting. But now that I casted the show successfully, some of the challenges that I've ran into was, you know, definitely trying to time management because you lost so much time trying, not knowing what, you know, if the governor was going to shut down or this new variant going around, having to enforce, you know, new rules, you know, mass mandates and vaccinations and all that good stuff. As a director, you know, I'm trying to do my best to keep everyone safe and not have, you know, any huge issues in relation to COVID that would prohibit the show from going forward.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting situation to try to navigate, especially with people ready for the world to be opened back up and, you know, our government and community leaders wanting to give that to people and trying to steer away from having another shutdown. And we also love that, you know, it is a predominantly African-American cast. Did you find that since there are, it seems, limited opportunities for Black Youngstown residents, do you find that that demographic was kind of chomping at the bit to get this opportunity?
I do. Like, I keep telling people too, you know, even during Dreamgirls, there's only 10 big Broadway shows that are fully Black shows that the public would even know, like Ain't Misbehavin' or Dreamgirls or Shuffle Along or, you know, things like that. You know, The Wiz, can't forget about The Wiz.
I was doing Rodgers and Hammerstein's, and you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just that they know Cinderella historically has been white. So it's very hard to mount shows like that or have a community want to even participate, you know, if they feel like coming into it that they don't have the opportunity to actually see that dream come true. So it's one of the things that Broadway now is fighting with, you know, the actors' equity and all that stuff, you know, they're reshaping, you know, what that means and how, you know, Broadway is planning to move forward in developing new content that is fitting. And that's one thing that Hamilton did. Hamilton changed the game for the theater community because here, you know, we had physical representation of, you know, people who existed, great people who existed who were white being played by, you know, minorities, you know, so it was very transformative in the theater dynamic. I definitely think that the community was, you know, hungry for it. I definitely think that this is something that they wanted to do and couldn't wait to do it.
I think that, you know, we would love to see more like this to get more people involved and loving theater the way that you obviously do. You can tell that you talk about it, how passionate you are about it. Did you have anything else you wanted to add or plug or anything like that?
I just want the people to, you know, be ready, be open and be ready. If you're coming to see, I hope you're coming to see The Color Purple, whoever you are listening to this. I really want you guys, as you walk into the room, feel free to participate with my cast. The show is built out of, you know, it was designed to be minimalism, which is, you know, there's nothing but, you know, my cast and some chairs on stage and other things as well. But be ready to use your imagination to tell this story, because the reason why the show was designed that way is to allow the show to hit home with you. So you can fit your own interpretation of these characters into your own life to have the fullest experience. Be open to release your burdens in the theater, which is what we love to do, is allow you guys, you know, allow the audience to escape into a new, someone else's reality to deal with their own. So that's all I want to happen for all of the people, all of you who want to come out and see the show. I just want you guys to have a fantastic time, laugh, sing, dance, shout, you know, respond back to my audience or to the cast members on stage for whatever you think. But most of all, be ready for a transformative experience. That's the best word. Transformative experience from a show that is there to deal with the inward of you and not the outward. I hope y'all come see The Color Purple. It's going to be fantastic. I have an absolutely fantastic cast. You will love it. And we will see you there.
Thank you so much for coming on to talk to us about The Color Purple. I definitely appreciate your time and your insight. And I hope that everyone comes out to see The Color Purple on September 24th, 25th, 26th, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Dior Performing Arts Center. You can get your tickets online at diorpac.org.